Sunday Liturgy is based on the Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Well, if there were ever to be a true Sunday marked for the emphasis of stewardship, it should be it. And no, as our Lord will point out, stewardship is not all about money. The parable that our Lord gives to his disciples reveals his understanding of stewardship. And yet, through its hearing, there seemed to be a shocking conclusion. The narrative is about a man who is wasting his master's goods, but knew enough to make his own position better by further wasting his master's goods and dragging other fellow sinners along with him. Then, to top it off, he gets the verdict that he had actually acted wisely. This edict gets the big stamp of approval in his dishonest actions. Now, as most are accustomed to quickly taking scripture out of context, you can be sure that this text is indeed abused, being used to show how squandering what you have that others is approved and encouraged by God. Sadly, those who think like this completely miss the point of our Lord's parable. What needs to be made clear is that the dishonest steward was not commended for his wastefulness. He was commended for his shrewdness. He knew how to look out for himself. Our Lord reveals how even the children of this world, even the pagans, are examples to you who are children of light. There's a strange and yet obvious reaction to this. In knowing that you are a Christian, yet because you remain in simple flesh in some way, you get all puffed up. You like to think that you are better than the children of this world while you remain in your flesh. It's as if in this status of being a Christian, you think that you would never learn from the likes of them. Well, from the very mouth of God, from the words of the epistle, listen closely. Let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. Take heed. Take heed of what? Take heed of your sinful flesh and the Spirit of God. Stewardship involves the management of everything that you have, everything that has been given to you by God's almighty hand. What you have already done with all that you have been given is stewardship in God's eyes. That means the good management of those things along with the much more bad management. Our Lord delivers this parable as a wake-up call for you to make sure that faith is indeed within you. As accounting will take place, our Lord in a strange twist points to the example of the scampering pagans who go to such lengths to take care of themselves. But what is this? Is Jesus actually pointing you to yourself? Is there something expected of you after all? Well, there is something of faith that is necessary. It's faith in action. No, Jesus is not telling you that you have to do something to get into heaven. That is finished through his death by Christ. Because there was one who did it all. Thank you.